I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. It's Andrew chewing a big wad of bubble gum for the show. I hope everyone's having a great day. It's Real Housewife of Beverly Hills night. And we are celebrating with Bravo superfan Dakota Fanning, who I really like, and Carson Kressley, who I also really like. So I think tonight's going to be a blast. I think I might say that every night, that tonight's going to be a blast. But I always mean it, and it always is. So there. Have fun.
Her work brings me to the emotional brink, and he'll get emotional if you slay your lip sync. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dakota Fanning and Carson Kressley now. Everybody, welcome to Watch What Happens Live. I'm Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse with a man who can turn your look into a perfect 10 and a woman who at age 7 was upstaging Sean Penn. My first guest may have started her acting career in a Tide commercial, but there's nothing sudsy about her talent. You can watch her on her new show, The Alienist, on TNT. Everybody loves it. Welcome back, Bravo superfan, Dakota Fanning! And you first fell in love with him right here on Queer Eye back in 2003. But these days, he's seeing more death drops than a mortician as a judge on RuPaul's Drag Race All-Stars Thursday nights on VH1. Welcome back, my friend, Carson Kressley. Great to see you both. Car, you look so handsome.
Thank you.
Dakota Fanning, I love seeing you. And you were last year, we celebrated your 21st birthday with Lisa Rinna. Was that the last time you were here?
No, that was the first time.
Oh, okay.
And then I was on in between. Okay. And then it's about to be my birthday again.
So yay.
It's a birthday.
Oh my God, I love that. Well, in honor of the Super Bowl and Dakota's upcoming birthday, behind the bar tonight are some star athletes whose ends are a little more wiggly than tight. It's the referee of the Puppy Bowl, Dan with Guapo. Oh, you can adopt Guapo and the other puppies you will see tonight at the SatoProject.org. Let's get started. A lot of drama tonight on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. I love the housewives tiptoeing up onto the yacht because no one could walk on the ramp in their shoes.
That was so funny.
Let's take another look at it.
This is going to be crazy.
I'll just go sideways.
Can you not gallop down here? Because I'm on stilts.
Let me just see if I can hold on to this. Oh, my God. All right. Oh.
Isn't there, like, a golf cart?
I love everyone had like a monologue going down, yes, like to themselves. It was really
totally
funny.
Did. Yeah, they totally did. By the way, it was super sweet to see Erica helping Dorit for her performance, and I really will give it up to Dorit for getting up there and doing that and singing. Dorit and Teddy fought about glassware tonight. It was something. What did you think of their disagreement?
You know what's funny? I'm actually really particular about the glasses that I drink out of. Uh-huh. So I understand it, but I wouldn't have told someone.
Dorit called Teddy psycho. We want to hear from you. It's our first poll. Who was behaving more psycho, Dorit or Teddy? Car, what do you think?
I think the polls are going to say that Dorit was acting more crazy.
You are.
I'm a big, like, I'll just drink out of anything. Like, if there's an old drink at a bar and I'm like, oh, is there some still left in there? I'll be like, it's okay. I have all my shots.
All right. Thank you very much for that. While we wait for your many questions for Dakota and Carson to come in, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Dakota Fanning started as a child star and somehow only managed to get addicted to one thing, Bravo, which is legal and healthy.
Good for you.
Yes, absolutely. Here's what, Dakota, it's time for your fix. Daddy's got your drugs. I'm going to go through some drama faced by your favorite Bravo celebrities. You give me your take on the state of the Bravo union. What do you think about Rinna's claims that she's a new and improved nice version of herself? Is she a changed woman this season?
You know what I think this season? I think she's definitely trying to be different than last season.
What do you think about the friendship between Dorit and Erica that I mentioned earlier? Will it last?
I hope that it will, because I think that the reason that they weren't friends in the first place, I'm happy that they've moved on from that. I think that would be a silly reason to not be friends.
Now Dorit and Camille are not hitting off. Dorit called her a see you next Tuesday, talked to her about strap-ons. Yeah. It was a whole thing.
Yeah.
Are you enjoying that rift?
You know, I think that I kind of felt bad for both people, because I think Dorit was just drunkest girl at the party.
Yes.
Which, you know what I mean? Like, happens sometimes.
Yes.
I feel bad about that hat on Dorit. Is that a hat or a headband?
I think it's a headband.
Is it a headband?
Moving...
But I don't think she had malintention.
Yes. Moving on to Jersey, what did you think of Margaret and Siggy's feud throughout the past season?
It was not my favorite.
Whose side were you on?
I have to say I was on Margaret's side.
You were.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
And Carcar had a comment about Kim D.
Kim D. Yeah, she scares me to my utter core.
Okay.
And if they were making a remake of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, she would be the Wicked Queen, because all she needs is like an apple, because she looks so dastardly. She's so scary.
What do you think? You know, Teresa, I've never seen her more sexually frustrated. She's like hornier than anyone I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Will she last until Joe gets out of the clink, do you think?
I think she will.
Yes. Who is more trustworthy of a friend to Teresa, Dolores or Danielle, do you think?
I'm going to say Dolores, just because they've been friends for a really long time. I always go with time.
Yes.
As the winning factor.
Thank you, Dakota Fanning. Well done.
Yeah.
Second, the Real Housewives have always loved a boat party, and tonight's Beverly Hills was no exception. But which Bravo celebrity's boat looks does Car think made a big splash, and which broke maritime fashion law? Carson, take this captain's hat.
Oh, thanks.
Because it's time for Queer Eye, Captain. Here we go. What did you think of Dorit's sparkly one-shoulder jumpsuit from tonight's episode?
Oh, I like a sparkly one-shoulder jumpsuit.
Yes.
I like a sparkly two-shoulder jumpsuit.
Let's go back to Ramona in a plunging black one-piece and cowboy hat on a yacht in Palm Beach.
Yeah, that's wrong on so many levels.
Okay. What about Erica's upscale pajama look in Hong Kong?
Is there such a thing as an upscale pajama look?
How about Teresa's shiny gold bikini and matching cover-up in Punta Cana season 3?
I have two words, Punta Cana.
Let's travel to Mexico and Carol Radziwill, overalls and a patterned fedora. Yay or nay?
I think it's nay.
Like, okay. No. Portia's bright orange bikini and sparse cover-up in Miami.
I'm not going to say anything bad about Portia because she will set a bitch down. So
yes.
I'm just going to, no.
Okay. You two met on Celebrity Apprentice.
We did, yeah. We became fast friends. I love my Portia.
Back to Palm Beach, Luann's white sundress and turquoise statement necklace.
I do like a little white and turquoise. I think you can't go wrong with that.
Back to Punta Cana, Melissa's white cutout one piece and pink bandana.
May I say it again? Punta Cana.
Back to Hong Kong, Rinna's sequin jacket and casual Converse.
I like this look.
Yeah. Kenya's bright yellow dress with cleavage window in Lake Lanier.
I like a cleavage window.
LVP's white trench and matching bucket hat in Amsterdam.
Not a fan of the hat.
Okay, Turks and Caicos, Bethany's pale pink cover-up and oversized sun hat.
I don't mind this. This was just before they all got nude, wasn't it?
Yes, thank you very much, Captain Carcar.
You're welcome.
Finally, on her new show, The Alienist, Dakota plays a police secretary who's trying to find a killer. But how well can she solve another mystery involving women, a woman she would probably kill to meet? Here's what, Dakota Fanning, hold on to your fanny. We have a mystery housewife caller on the line. You will ask yes or no questions to try to identify her before the 30-second clock runs out. We have disguised the voice. Mystery caller, are you there?
I am.
Okay, Dakota, it's all yours. Yes or no questions, go.
Have we ever met?
No.
No, oh my God. That was like my in. Crap.
Ask what state she's from.
Yes or no. Are you from the East Coast?
Yes.
Are you from Real Housewives of New York?
No, she's not from the East Coast. No.
She's terrible at geography.
Okay, she's not.
She's a West Coast?
Yes.
Okay, West Coast. So it's Beverly Hills.
Yeah, okay, you get time back. I'm letting this play.
Do you have blonde hair?
I do.
She does have blonde hair.
She does have blonde hair.
Bad at geography.
Almost.
Should I just
anybody.
Make a guess?
Okay, ask if it's from OC.
Are you from OC?
No.
Okay, it's a Beverly Hills housewife with
Blonde hair.
With blonde hair. So guess.
Erica Jane.
Yes.
Oh! Wow. Hey, Erica, how you doing?
Hey, Andy.
Hey.
She is from the East Coast.
Yes,
originally.
I understand.
I'm from Georgia, too. Are you from Georgia?
I'm from Atlanta. Where are you from?
I'm from Conyers, 45 minutes south of Atlanta.
No, that's where my grandparents live. I know exactly where you're.
Oh, my. That's right. I remember when you went to visit. I remember that.
Wow. Erica, it was fun to see you coaching Dorit tonight.
Hey, that was fun, right? It was cute.
Yeah, it was super cute. And we didn't talk about it, but I dug your look on the boat. And I read half your book last night. We'll talk about that
later.
Congratulations. Anything else you want to add to Erica?
Oh, no, I love you so much. I hope to meet you one day.
All right. Yes, thank you, Erica Jane. We will see you soon. Over at the bar, like many of the guests I have in the clubhouse, they should probably be crate trained. It's Dan holding Esmeralda. Tune into the Puppy Bowl on Sunday on Animal Planet. Visit the satoproject.org to adopt one of these adorable puppies who are all Hurricane Maria survivors. Oh, my
Indeed.
God.
Indeed. Absolutely. Yes.
Oh, my God. That's a Puerto Rican dog?
Yes, it is.
Oh, my God. Brianna D. from L.A. texted, Dakota, I'm obsessed with that photo of Millie Bobby Brown fanning all over you at the SAG Awards. What did she say?
She said that, kind of. that she was a fan, and I told her that I was a fan of hers, too. She was really sweet.
Carson, Jill S. said, since you're close with Luann, have you been in touch with her since she came back from rehab?
I have been in touch with her, yes. I haven't seen her, but we've been texting.
And how's she doing?
I think she's doing okay. I haven't really talked to her, but, you know, it was just a moment to reach out and say, hey, I'm here.
Yeah.
Let's hang out and, you know, call me if you need me, so.
Let's go to Tim from Detroit on the line. Hey, Tim, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. Hey, Carson. Hey. My question is for Dakota. I love you. I know you have an undisclosed role in Ocean's 8, so please tell me every amazing detail about being on that set with all those amazing women.
Well, there's not much that I can say about it, but It's very small.
Very small.
Yeah, yeah. But it's just really cool to be a part of it. I'm such a fan of the Ocean's movies, and I think the concept of an all-female Ocean's film is so exciting. So I'm happy for people to think that I'm really in the movie, even though I'm really not.
Let's go to Roberto from Pennsylvania. Hey, Roberto, what's your question?
When it comes to hiring, don't go searching for the one. Just meet your match with Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/match. Just go to Indeed.com/match right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/match. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, Andy.
Hey. What's your question, buddy?
First part. My question is for Carson.
Okay.
Oh, hola, Roberto.
Hello, hey, girl, hey.
Hey.
So, Carson, we know that the new Queer Eye is dropping next week on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Have you talked to any of the guys, and what advice did you give them?
Oh,
good
yeah.
question, Roberto.
Thank you, Roberto. The new Queer Eye comes out on Netflix next week, I believe. And we all had like a press lunch together in LA, and I got to meet the entire new cast. And I think the kernel advice I gave to them was that we had such an amazing time doing the show, and it was so fun, and we really enjoyed the fellowship between the cast. And I said, just enjoy that process, enjoy all of this stuff, because it's fleeting, and it's a really amazing, fun time in your life. And just love every second of it.
Cool. On next week's Beverly Hills Housewives, Kyle, Doreen, and Lisa sit down for dinner and someone gets LVP'd. Peeved. Here's a sneak peek.
I feel like you don't
You're
have
wrong.
A side.
Because I don't. Because I see your point and I see hers.
Right.
It's just getting annoying.
What's that?
Kyle. I was trying to be devil's advocate, Doreen, because you weren't seeing someone else's point. I don't feel like you're seeing mine either right now.
Okay, I'm going. I waited half an hour for you guys. I'm out of here.
Why are you upset now?
Because I am.
Why? Lisa.
I've just had enough.
She's mad because you're talking to me and not her.
I'm going home to my husband. He'd rather spend time with me tonight than you would.
This has nothing to do with me.
I love watching Dakota watch that clip.
Because I love Lisa Vanderpump is my forever favorite housewife. And her response, like, why are you upset? Because I am. That's a perfect response. Because I am.
It's game time, everybody. In their short time together, Teddy and Doreen have fought about what time they were supposed to meet for drinks and about which glasses said drinks should be in and have managed to give us all a hangover in the process. In honor of that, it's time for Champagne in the Ass. I'm going to ask Dakota some Bravo trivia questions, and for everyone she gets wrong, Car is going to shatter a breakaway glass.
I'm over there.
Excuse me, over my head. Meanwhile, I'm drinking water.
This doesn't
tonight.
Seem safe.
I know.
Okay.
Other side of me, come over here.
Okay, here
okay.
we go.
Okay, who was Sheree yelling at when she iconically asked, who gonna check me, boo?
Her event planner.
Yes, very good.
Darn it.
What candy was Kelly Bensimone stress eating during her meltdown on Scary
God.
Island?
Oh, God.
Oh, come on, you know this.
I don't think Skittles. You know this.
It's not Skittles, it's jelly beans.
Jelly beans.
Oh, I'm gonna hit you
Do
in
it.
The head now. Oh, my God. That was strangely gratifying.
Name all four of Kyle Richards' daughters.
Oh, Lord. Farrah, Portia, Sophia, and...
Alexia.
Oh, God.
Hold on. Here it comes.
This is...
Do you know, I always think she has a phantom daughter named Brooke.
Vicky was furious. It's Alexia. Vicky
has a daughter named Brooke.
Vicky was furious when what kind of vehicle arrived to take her and her family to the airport in season two?
Oh, God. These are hard.
You're not bleeding.
A family van!
I was about to eat, I'm just going to do this really gently.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Just do it harder.
Oh.
Over at the bar, it's Puppy Bowl referee Dan holding Ruby. You can go to the satoproject.org to rescue Ruby or 125 of her puppy friends, all from the hurricane?
Correct.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Lisa Rinna tweeted that she's loving you guys and says both of you are fabulous.
Aww.
Just so you know. So you made 10 episodes of The Alienist?
Yes, 10 episodes.
And it's based on the book?
It is, yeah. Yeah. Start to finish of the book, The Alienist.
Wow. Mm-hmm. That is super cool. And it's getting great reviews.
I feel like a lot of people, I'm meeting people who are watching it. I've never done anything really on television before like this. So just having that real-time interaction with people who are watching the show is really cool.
Yeah. Very cool. Let's go to Jacob from Chicago. Hey, Jacob, what's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is actually for both of them.
Okay.
Mary Jagger Kill, Mauricio, Harry Hamlin, or PK?
Okay, Mary Shag Kill. Who wants to take it?
Can I shag
you
two of them? I would like to shag Harry Hamlin, who I met in a men's room at a function.
Really?
Nothing shady happened.
Okay.
Lisa was there, you remember. And then, but I think Maurizio is so hot.
Yeah.
Don't you?
Yes. I just want to say PK on television.
Yeah,
PK.
Yeah, right. I love that.
Right.
How would we do to him?
I don't know. What would
happy birthday,
do?
PK, by the way.
Happy birthday, 50th. PK.
Absolutely. Okay, it's time for my mazel of the day. It goes to the news that Melania Trump broke with tradition and traveled to the State of the Union address separately from her husband. You know, I can't blame her. She was wearing white, and who wants self-tanner paw prints all over your white pantsuit? Tonight's Jacko goes to House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi for pursuing politics instead of her natural calling, becoming a real housewife. Take a look at her amazing stink eye. That look is also a preview of what face she would make if Dorit called her the C word. I want to thank Dakota, Carson, Dan, and all of our puppies. Oh, my God, I'm a little jealous.
It kind of matches my outfit.
I know, it's so true.
Yeah.
The party continues with Carson Kressley and Dakota Fanning. Behind the bar, is that coconut?
This is coconut. This is my foster dog, actually.
Oh, that's your foster dog?
Yeah, looking for a home.
Oh, my gosh. What kind is coconut?
This is a little terrier mix.
Oh, she's so cute.
Who's looking for the home?
This one.
Oh, but not you?
No.
Okay.
I'm taken.
I already have a dog. Sorry.
Now, will coconut get much bigger than that?
They think about 15 pounds.
Oh.
Not too bad.
Dakota, don't you want to take a dog home tonight?
I really wish that I could, yes. I'd be cheating on my dog at home.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I understand. let's go to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Michelle Levine from West Bloomfield, Michigan.
Hey, Michelle, what's your question?
My question is for Dakota. Dakota, I love you. You're beautiful, and I love you and Dear John. Which was your favorite and least movie that you've been in?
Sorry, I was distracting you with the puppy.
No, my favorite movie, I loved my first film that I ever did, I Am Sam, and I don't have a least favorite. I don't have a least favorite.
Barbara Norcross 5, I would love to see Dakota Fanning and Kristen Stewart work together again. Anything on the horizon?
No, not as of right now, but I would love that too.
Dakota, did you go to Sur for New Year's Eve this year?
Not for New Year's Eve, but I did go to Sur recently.
And did you meet Lisa Vanderpump when
you
were
there? So I've met Lisa before because I had my Sweet 16 at Villa Blanca.
Oh, my God.
Before Housewives aired.
Wow.
Beverly Hills aired.
We've got to get you some help. I'm worried.
But, yes, I did go to Sur with my best friends, and we went, and then we got a big pinky, the drink, and then we left, and our friend picked us up, and we were driving, and in slow motion, Ken and Lisa pulled up with Jiggy on his lap, and we got out in the middle of the road and went back in, and I like kind of assaulted her as she was trying to leave.
That's amazing.
And we took a photo and she was so nice.
That's awesome. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
My name is Louisa and I'm from New York.
Hey, Louisa, what's your question?
My question is for Carson. I wanted to ask you, Carson, who do you think, which housewife's husband do you think is in dire need of a makeover?
Oh, which housewife husband needs a makeover? Well, I would like to take Maurizio shopping. There's a lot of trying on. Oh, take your shirt off. Right. I'll put this on.
Let me check the inseam.
So that would be fun. I think maybe I should take Ken out. I could freshen him up a little
bit.
Yeah.
Carson, Bazillion wants to know which Drag Race contestant you've been most gagged by.
Oh, gosh. The new season of Drag Race has been so great, All Stars. And my favorite, it's very early. It's only episode 2 this Thursday. But I love Ben de la Creme and I love Shangela.
Yeah. Oh, we love Shangela.
Yeah, hallelujah.
Yes. Yes. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
I'm Beverly Chills, the drag queen from San Francisco.
Oh, hey, Beverly Chills. What's your question?
Hi, my question's for Dakota.
Okay.
Hey.
So I was wondering, hi, I was watching my copy of Uptown Girls the other day, and I was curious what it was like working with our beloved Brittany Murphy.
Oh, my God. It was like the time of my life. She was really the sweetest person and was so sweet to me, too. She was like a big sister and made the set just like the best it could be for me and was so nice. And I miss her a lot. I still think about her all the time.
Very sweet. Yeah. Carson, by the way, Drag Race has exploded over the last season.
I mean,
it's like it's massive. Now that it's on VH1, I feel like it's just blown up.
It was the number one show on television in its hour on cable last week, behind like the stupid like basketball stuff.
Right.
But it was like the number one entertainment program on TV. That's so we were so thrilled. And it's a really fun show. Like I show up, I watch amazing drag queens. We have a cocktail or two, and then I go home. I'm like, don't tell them, but they're paying me for this.
Right, right.
It's such a good gig.
That's
and I love
amazing.
Working with Rue.
Yeah.
And the queens are really just, you know, amazing stories, great entertainers, and it makes for really compelling television. So I'm thrilled.
Well, congratulations. Thank you. Happy for you. Dakota, great to see you.
Nice to see
as
you.
As always, thank you so much for bringing the puppies. We'll watch the puppy bowl. More at clickaroundbravotv.com, everybody. Good night. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.